Thank you for calling customer service. How can I assist you? My name is Anita.
Hi, Anita. My name is Gwen Lamb. I received an email yesterday stating that my order was confirmed for $79 for something that I did not order.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
85321.
Yes, okay. For your can I have your first and last name?
Susan Gwen Lamb. G U I N N dash L A H M as in Mary.
Can you verify your shipping address?
1341 West North Street, Ajo, Arizona, 85321.
Okay, and it looks as though that you have earbuds as well as an earbud case. Also a fitness watch, which was on a straight sale. Do you recall making the purchase for any of these products, which are all-in-one products used to Bluetooth and or monitor and track your heart rate?
I ordered those, but then yesterday I received a charge for $79.99 for another set of earbuds. Those were free as a combination, the ones I ordered earlier, and I have those already.
So what happened, it looks as though that on the 8th of January, you ordered the earbuds for $5.99, and that was only for the shipping and handling. You agreed to a 14-day trial, and that was when, after the 14 days, being that you did not contact to discontinue, you were charged the retail amount of that product for that $79.99. But we can offer you a 50% refund rate to keep the product.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, allow me just... No, ma'am. Allow me just a moment, okay? So, yes, ma'am, I did go ahead and refund you $40. Allow that 3 to 5 days to reappear into your account. There will be no future charges valid. Is there anything else that I can assist you with? Ma'am?
I don't believe so. Thank you.
Okay, and a refund email was also sent to SGLA. jo123@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.